Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard are in studio today talking to you about a topic that is kind of, in a way, boring, but something that's very important. It's whether or not you know what your insurance is. We've had all these recent catastrophes, problems. We've had buildings falling down on the seaside or on the ocean shores. We've had mudslides. We've had water slides. We've had all sorts of fires going everywhere, it seems like. We've had floods going everywhere, water washing away people's homes. And so often, so many times, we hear that there's no insurance. We have people that are facing catastrophic losses in injuries from car crashes or from common carrier crashes. And the question is there insurance, or who's going to pay for the losses? And it's something that has to be addressed. As personal injury lawyers, we address it all the time, but personal injury lawyers usually address it after the fact. And after the fact means they address it at a time after the catastrophic event has occurred, after the people are hurt, and the lawyer is looking to try and find the insurance coverage that might be available, and try and find what's there to help the person that's been hurt, or to rebuild the home that's been washed away or burned to the ground, and to try to find what is available to the persons, to individuals. And so many times you go back to the insurance policy. And when you go to the insurance policy, it's a question of what does the insurance policy say? And of course, if you're reading that insurance policy for the first time after the event has occurred, after you've seen what happened, after the injuries have been experienced, after somebody's in a wheelchair, or after somebody needs $100,000 in medical care, or after somebody can't work for 6 months to a year or longer, or after they see their home floating away in the flood, or the waters have come up so high that their home needs to be condemned, you're facing a situation where you may be very sorry about what happens with the insurance, because insurance, as somebody said just a minute ago to us in the studio, the insurance is one of those things where you buy it and you don't see that you have anything. And then if you don't get the right insurance, when the catastrophic event comes, you see you don't have anything. And you end up nothing for nothing, or nothing for your premiums. We are Bell and Pollock. We're personal injury lawyers. We bring to you this show every single week. Every single week, we bring to the show with a new topic. If you want to look at the topics we've covered and you talk about, see what we've discussed and what we've tried to educate you on, because that's one of our jobs, is to educate you on what and how to be prepared for the injury, how to be prepared for the loss, and then to recover from it, you can look us up at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can contact us at 303-795-5900. You can call us now. You can call us whenever you've got an injury, whenever you've got a problem. We have 6-7 books. How many books is it now, Bob?
I think that's a 9.
Nine books that are easy reading, that cover different personal injury topics, cover insurance topics. We give those free. We have a little brochures or pamphlets that you can put into your car if you want some of those that talk about what to do in the event of a crash, that we're happy to give you free also. All you have to do is get on our interactive website at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com, or all you have to do is contact us at 303-795-5900. Like any other firm, we offer free consultations when you, if you've been hurt or had a loss as a result of a catastrophic event or as a result of a crash, you can contact us, you can call us. And when you call us, we'll get you a meeting with a lawyer. You won't get an investigator, you won't get a paralegal, you won't get somebody on the team where you're going to be churned in and out like you're in some kind of factory. You're going to talk to a lawyer. lawyers are going to sit down and talk to you about your case, and we're going to develop what we call a legal game plan. That's a copyrighted, trademarked name that we've put together, and it's your legal game plan is the game plan that needs to be put together, that we as Champions of the People will put together. We're not going we may try and tell you what your case is worth when you first come in, but that's going to be a changing target. That's going to be a changing thing, isn't it, Bob?
Most definitely, Brad, especially in these economic times here where, you know, your car prices have changed dramatically. Medical bills have gone up so much in the last year. If you can even get in hospitals now with people being sick, things have certainly changed, Brad.
And how much your case might be worth. I know that it's tempting to, what's my case worth? I know it's tempting to think I'm going to run in and get a lawyer or just talk to them on the phone. They're going to tell me what my case is worth. If a lawyer is telling you what your case is worth that quickly, then it's going to be hard to understand because many times, most of the time, 100% of the time, the value of a case is determined not just on the little bit of information you get in an hour meeting or 2 hour meeting. It's determined on how it affects you in your life, how it affects you with regard to your activities, what the long term consequences are of your injury, and what the long term medical bills are and medical expenses are.
You know, Brad, if I go into an office and the attorney tells me he knows what the case is worth, I'd get up and walk out because he can't possibly have it. You know, like you said, in 10 minutes. He doesn't know what's really going on in your life, your job, you know, what's going on with your injuries, your medical care. It's, you know, it takes time to develop a case. It just doesn't, you can't do it overnight. And if anybody tells you they can tell you the value of the case, they're not being truthful to you.
The attorney probably, and it won't even know the insurance coverages because the insurance coverage of the other side and the case is worth, there's a number of factors that go into it and each case is individual. And that's why we believe in an individual game plan for everybody to know what's available. Now, one of the things you need to do also is understand what your coverage is. And in this day and age and today's, we're going to talk a little bit about insurance coverages and how you determine your insurance coverage. And you know, those of you who are out there right now, you know, if I could see you raise your hand, I'd ask you to raise your hand so I could take a look at it. But I can't ask you to raise your hand. So I can't, or I can't see it. I can ask you to raise your hand. I can't see it. And if you're driving, please don't raise your hand. But how many of you have read your insurance policy? Probably you're all thinking the same thing I have, maybe 1 or 2%. I think that'd be a high percentage.
I think it's more than, no one reads the policy. They just put it in a drawer. They buy the insurance and they always say, I'm fully covered. It's like, what does that fully covered mean?
You know, I still remember in my own home where I live, a hailstorm coming through the neighborhood. And beat up all the houses, beat up the roofs on all the houses, and everybody in the neighborhood, we have a little group there that's about 40 houses, and everybody in the neighborhood was getting their roof fixed, including mine, but there were a couple of people weren't, and I saw one of them, and when we were out one time, and I said, hey, do you need me to send my roofer over to look at your home or whatever? And he said, no, don't need that. And I said, well, he said, you know, I said, it's beat up everybody else's roofs and your neighbors, me across the street. And he said, well, our insurance, we already had somebody come out and our insurance doesn't cover the hailstorm the way we thought it would. It would pay for so little that we really can't get the roof done. And I thought for a minute, and I thought, well, they bought the wrong insurance. The first thing they needed to do with that is they needed to get rid of their insurance man. And the next thing they needed to do was buy the correct insurance because everybody else was getting the roof fixed because there are different types of coverage and it will surprise you about what's available and what's not.
Not only different types of coverages, but different types of deductibles.
That's exactly right.
You know, so that you might have a policy that says you have to pay 2% of the total insured value of the house as a deductible. There's other policies that say we'll replace your roof with, you know, they'll depreciate your roof before they pay you. And there may be some others that'll replace the roof at full value. If you don't know what insurance you have, you don't know what your coverages are.
And you've got to think about that. So you know, the question is, how many of you know the difference between actual cash value and replacement value? In you know, replacement costs. And the question is, if you have your policy and you read it, would you understand what that means? This is what a good agent should be doing. You should be sitting down and talking to you about these things, should be discussing what it is. Because, you know, let's talk about your car insurance, Bob. There's a, excuse me, a number of different kinds of car insurance. We have liability insurance. We have collision. We have comprehensive. We have personal injury protection. We have uninsured, underinsured, and we have MedPay. Now, for those of you out there listening, as I rattle those off, do you really know what each one of those are? Now, do you know what your coverage is? We did a show just a couple of weeks ago on what kind of coverage you have when you get a rental car and what kind of coverage and whether or not your policy covers that rental car. And if you need to take a look at that, get on our interactive website or our website, and you'll be able to find that. That's at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com, or call us and we'll steer you to that direction in the 303-795-5900. And if you've been hurt in a crash, if you've been hurt in an accident, if you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of someone else, if you've had a major loss and you need coverage and you need help, give us a call. You can call us at 303-795-5900 or contact us at bellpollock.com or Champions of the People. Bob, when we start talking about collision coverage and comprehensive coverage, what's the difference?
Those, Brad, you have collision. That's just if your vehicle is involved in an accident or hit by something else. And you have comp, if your tree, let's say wind blows a tree on top of your car and crushes your car, that'd be a comprehensive claim as opposed to a collision claim. So a collision, we actually have two vehicles are have to collide, or vehicles, it's an accident, automobile accident, where the vehicle's in service.
And when you're talking about comprehensive coverage, it's something that happens to your car that is unrelated to a covered accident. The collision coverage is going to cover a covered accident. Comprehensive is going to be cover the other things, like a tree falling on your car, or damage from weather damage, or if you're hit, or if you happen to hit a deer while you're driving down the road, if your car is stolen. Your insurance company may or may not pay for that. It depends on what your comprehensive coverage is. Anti-theft, and they're going to look in to see whether or not you can afford it. Well, you got to determine whether or not you've got different things on your car, like anti-theft and tracking devices on your car that can make it easier to find your car.
What about, Brad, what about we get some severe hailstorms here in Colorado? Just talking to a friend of mine, his car was battered by hailstones the size of golf balls and softballs.
That's another one, comprehensive coverage for your hail damage. If you don't have comprehensive coverage, you're not going to get your hail damage covered.
Glass.
Or your car, or the glass is damaged. And do you have that coverage? You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Getting in an accident that wasn't your fault and dealing with the other guy's insurance company can be like stepping into a boxing ring. They try beating you up. That's when you need a fighter in your corner, like Bell and Pollock, the team that fights for the money you need for repairs or injury claims. Don't take it on the chin. Fight back with Bell and Pollock. Get a free consultation from the champions of the people. Bell and Pollock. At championsofthepeople.com.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in studio today, talking to you about your insurance coverage. We've tried to cover a little bit of the car insurance. I've talked about different kinds of coverage. Collision coverage obviously covers your car if you've been in a collision, but you know, you've got to have it. You've got to have it. It's not something that's just automatic. It's going to cover the other side's car if you cause a crash. But what covers your car in the event it gets hit? Do you have anything that's covering your car for that insurance? Believe it or not, that can be a different kind of insurance depending on your policy. It can be a different element that you have to buy that you should have. And the question is, do you have it for your own car? Older cars, a lot of older cars don't get it because they say, oh, it's not worth it. And they would just junk the car or it'd be totaled anyway. I have an old, very old 1990s Ford pickup truck Ranger, the value of that, it's not a classic yet, so it doesn't have extra value from that. And the value of that car or of that truck is such that if it gets beat up, they would total it and probably give me about $1,500 to $2,000. And so maybe I don't want that. But then again, if I've got a brand new car, brand new, like Kia Sorento or Ford pickup, and a brand new Ford pickup, then I may want coverage on that car, and I may want something when it gets damaged, because then it's going to take, what, $15,000, $20,000 maybe to total it. And when the bill comes in at $12,000 to fix it, I want to be able to have my insurance coverage to take care of that. So we talk about the collision. We talk about comprehensive. We've talked about personal injury protection. We know what that is. We've talked to you before about that. When you run into somebody, you want to have your own personal injury protection for that. You may want, if we get a chance, we'll talk about excess policies or umbrella policy, uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage. Bob, when we talk about that, that's an important element.
That it has to, in my opinion, is the most important piece of the whole policy there, Brad. Because that protects you. So you have underinsured motorist coverage. That's if someone who hits you, it doesn't have enough insurance. Or uninsured motorist coverage, with a person who hits you does not have any insurance. They can pay for your losses if you're injured in an automobile accident.
And it's not only protecting you, it's protecting...
But protect everybody in your car.
It's protecting everybody in the car. And it may also be available to everybody in your household. So you've got a lot of coverage there. It's something important to have. And then we talk about MedPay. MedPay is an important element in your policy, too, that you want to talk about.
MedPay coverage, by statute, they have to offer you at least $5,000 worth of MedPay coverage. But, you know, you can buy, some insurance companies offer as much as $100,000 worth of MedPay coverage. It covers everybody in the vehicle. So if you're driving down the street with your best friend or your another friend and maybe their children, get in a car accident, you have MedPay coverage. It covers everybody in the vehicle, which, you know, especially with school coming up. We talked about this one time in the past. When you're driving, you know, one thing we don't know about is if someone starts carpooling, you're carpooling with one of your friends, you know, driving your kid to school, or, you know, high schooler driving with another high schooler. Have you ever asked them what kind of insurance they have? They have insurance to cover you and if you're involved in a car accident in their vehicle. That might be something to think about.
And so, you know, you talk about what coverage is there and what is available and what isn't available and what you want to have. But, you know, one of the things I wanted to make sure we covered in this show is a little bit about your homeowner's policy and how the homeowner's policy works. And, you know, what kind of insurance you can have. You know, there's some basic types of insurance. There's life insurance, and personal insurance, property insurance, marine insurance, fire insurance, liability insurance, guarantee insurance, social insurance. There's a number of different kinds of insurance. But let's talk about the insurance for your home. And Bob, you know, there are different classifications of insurance, aren't there?
They most certainly are. And they have different forms for insurance. In other words, you might have the basic, which is H01, which covers certain perils, certain events, your personal property. It goes on up from there. You might have things that are covered in one policy but not covered in another policy. For example, we're talking about, Brad mentioned earlier about flooding and wind and fire. Those perils may not be in one policy unless you buy them. Maybe excluded, but you need to figure out what's in your policy.
Because nothing's tougher than all of a sudden somebody walks in our office and they say, you know, I just had this damage to my house. And, you know, for instance, they talk about the fact that while they were gone on an overnight trip or they were gone on a particular event, the house had a pipe leak, and the pipe leak destroyed a bunch of the house, and now they can't stay in the house right now why it's being fixed or it's being prepared. Well, Bob, what happens?
Well, you just have to make sure you have the right policy. If you don't have the right policy, they're not going to pay for the loss, not going to pay for any accommodations. You're probably on your own, Brad. But you know, there's a difference, though, between, Brad was talking about a pipe breaking while you're out of town, a big pipe bursting, maybe in the house, maybe it's cold and it froze. That may be covered. But the same token, let's say you have an ice maker that has a constant drip and drips and destroys your kitchen floor, that probably isn't covered. Different kind of peril, and they'll try to exclude it. One thing about talking about floods and when there's water, the word flood, in my opinion, is a four-letter word. You don't want to ever tell your insurance adjuster that you had a flood, because the right of way that triggers water coming from the inside of the house, coming from the outside into the house, which is not necessarily what happens.
And the types of insurance you get when you're talking about property insurance runs from HO1. I think it goes as high as HO8 or 9, actually, HO8. And it talks about different kinds of insurance that's available. And whether you're a homeowner or whether you rent, and what kind of coverages you need and what kind of coverages you want, you've got to sit down and think about. You've got to think about what are the events that might cause a problem for you, and what has happened. You need to look at your title policy. For instance, if you bought the house, if you bought your residence that you're living in, and find out if that title policy is does it say you're in a floodplain? Because if you're in a floodplain, you've got a different situation than if you're not in a floodplain. And the question is, do you need flood insurance? And is flood insurance even available for your particular insurance? So many times you call up your insurance person and say, get me insurance. And the question is, do they really know much about insurance? Right, Bob?
You know, I think you need to do your research before you start shopping. As Brad was talking about, there's different forms, and the different form insurance policies will cover certain things. Most people have what's called HO3, which is the most common form, and as opposed to the basic form, HO1 might cover fire, lightning, hail, but that's about it. So the form that you buy when you buy insurance is very important, and I don't think I've ever had an insurance adjuster go through each of the line items and say, this is covered, that's covered. To say, here's your policy, and I think all we do is look at the coverages, figure out how much money is available if someone gets hurt on our property, and you know, look at if you have losses, but we don't really know what else is covered.
So let's talk about it. When you know, Bob's right. Your insurance guy usually doesn't, or woman usually doesn't sit down and talk to you about what's covered, but they should. They should, and you should say, okay, I've got my policy here, and I've got my deck page here. And when we talk deck page, we're talking about declarations page. That's usually the front couple pages that tell you whether or not you have coverage and what kind of coverage you have, and identify what kind of coverage you have. And you have to understand, you can be dealing with the HO2 policy that may identify the perils that are covered. It'll cover, you know, okay, you're covered in the event of theft or in the event of fire or lightning. You want to know, what kind of fire is it? Is it one that's mistakenly, that is negligently occurs inside my place? Or is it one from a wildfire that's outside my place, and am I in a zone where I may not get that coverage? It may cover explosion. It may cover smoke. It may cover freezing. Then you get other policies. And other policies talk about perils that are excluded. An HO3 is excluded. So an HO2 policy identifies what is covered. An HO3 identifies what's not covered. And then you give insurance within those areas. So an HO3 says you're generally covered, but here's what we exclude. And it starts listing things that are not included. And you want to watch for those, and you want to get an idea of what's not included, because what's not included may be water damage. What's not included may be vandalism. What's not included may be construction theft. If you're having work done around your house, that can be important. What's not excluded may be a number of different things. For instance, animal damage, so vermin that have come into your house or that you find have damaged your house. So you need to have somebody explain to you what's there. You don't want to be one of those people that has a problem. Here are the main areas that I think you want to make sure you find out. Find out from your insurance agent. Write these down. Find out from your insurance agent. What do I have property damage? And if so, what is it? How far does it go? How much coverage do I have? It does include other structures. The next thing you want to know is, do I have additional living expenses? When you have a damage, Bob, you had one where you had additional living expenses.
They were ready to put us up in a hotel for about 3 months, Brad,
and then
while they're working on the property, because we had a major pipe break in the house. We had over $150,000 worth of damage, and they had to dry out the floors, which took about 3 or 4 weeks. And then they totally got it inside the house.
Do you have personal liability coverage? Do you have medical payment coverage? Those are areas you want to talk about. You want to find out what's available. You ask them, in light of all these recent catastrophes that have occurred, if that happened to my house, am I covered? And how much am I covered for? Actual replacement value or fair market value? And it can be a different amount. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in studio today. We've covered just a whole lot of stuff. Contact us if you have questions. BellPollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, or 303-795-5900. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Commercial.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about the very first phone call with the insurance adjuster for the at-fault party. Do you know what to do? Do you know what to say? Do you know what you should do? Do you know what you shouldn't do? You don't. You know, for that instance, in that situation, the insurance adjuster, that's an ordinary day and event for him or her. It's not an ordinary day or event for you. You need to understand your rights. You need a legal game plan. You need it laid out for you in a free initial consultation. At Bell and Pollock, that's what we do. That's what we can do for you. A game plan for the way the accident happened, a legal game plan for your injuries, damages, and losses to prove them. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com, will help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Welcome back to Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard. This has been a very fast-moving show today, talking about a number of different areas. If you have questions or comments, or if you need to talk to us about something, give us a call. Let us talk to you. And if you have a comment about this show or about what we're doing or what the information we've given, give us a call, 303-795-5900, or write to us on our website, bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. Bob, You had a parting.
Oh, there's one thing that people, pet owners, make sure you have the right insurance, because if you have a vicious dog on the property and someone gets bit by your dog, you are strictly liable for the dog bites. So make sure you have the right insurance to cover dog bites, or because it's, may not seem like a lot, but if you have a dog that's bitten somebody, it could cause you all sorts of problems in the future.
So this show started with an idea that we wanted to give you an idea of coverages that you might have in the event of all these catastrophes that have occurred. And the best I can tell you is, because this show couldn't cover it all. In a half an hour, we can't cover all this. What you need to do is you need to sit down with your insurance agent and ask them, what's my coverage, and go through these catastrophes. Write down every one you see. Smoke damage, fog damage, every damage you've seen, every hail damage, fire, flood, every damage that you see out in the news today where people are saying they don't have coverage, sit down with your insurance agent. Write to them. Send them an email. say, what's my coverage in these areas? Find out what the coverage is. Find out how much it's going to pay for. Is it going to pay to replace my place, or is it going to pay a depreciated value for the item that's been damaged? Then confirm it in writing and make sure you've got that coverage. If you want the coverage, if you don't, well, then you take the risk. But if you want it, call them up and make sure you've got it. We're through with our show today. We'll be back with you next week on another topic. In the meantime, if you have questions, you've been hurt by others, call us, bellpollock.com, championsofpeople.com, or 303-795-5900.